1, 2, 3, 4. And welcome to Weekend Edition Friday for today, the 17th of June. As we mentioned, Weekend Edition will air 3 times a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First, we start with the latest local news, A female teacher at a Staten Island Catholic all-girls school accused of having a physical relationship with a 16-year-old student was arraigned on sex abuse charges Thursday, according to Staten Island's DA office. Danielle Johnson, who teaches science at Notre Dame Academy in Grimes Hill, reportedly turned herself in Wednesday after the school got wind of the relationship because of a blog post by the student. Johnson was charged with sexual abuse and 3 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. She pleaded not guilty and was released on bail. According to the court documents, Johnson and the student met 3 times earlier this year, twice in Johansson's car and one of the teachers Jude having home. The court documents said the two kissed all 3 times, and on that third, Johansson performed a sex act on the student. Johnson's attorney, Leo Duvall, did not return a call to comment to AIR New York, but told the Staten Island in advance, there's absolutely no truth to the allegations. It is very clear to me that the student has made up the entire story. What's not so clear is why. The scandal reportedly went public after Johnson told the student she wanted to stop seeing her. Though it's a scene wrote about their alleged relationship on Tumblr, her friend saw the post and told the school's guidance counselor, according to published reports. The academy didn't return her calls to comment, but the school's president, Sister Patricia Corley, told the New York Post Thursday that Johnson, who had reportedly taught at the school for 3 years, is on leave and will be until the investigation is over. When I turned this over to the DA, it was because of the safety and well-being of our girls is the primary concern here, Corley said. I'm going to let the DA's office do their work. Johnson is due back in court in August. The judge issued an order forbidding her from contacting the girl, according to the New York Daily News. Today on Soto Salcedo here at FM, we'll have the what's coming up this weekend and how the 9/11 Museum visitors could be hit with a hefty entrance fee. That's tonight's Soto Salcedo here on .fm. Check air times for more information. Governor Ann Cuomo was furious with state senators on Thursday for voting against the 2-day emergency extension of rent control laws. Cuomo chided legislators of both parties, calling their decision to vote down an extension late Wednesday night unacceptable and threatened to keep them working past the sessions scheduled on Monday. Republicans want to keep the laws as is, as it stands, and cap property taxes for homeowners, while Democrats want rent laws strengthened in favor of tenants. Albany lawmakers still hadn't reached any compromises as of Thursday evening, and Senate aides said a vote probably won't happen until Monday. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said that although the expiration of the laws created unnecessary uncertainty, tenants shouldn't be immediately impacted. Bloomberg also met with senators Thursday to lobby in support of Cuomo's bill to legalize same-sex marriage. While the bill passed in the Democrat-led Assembly Wednesday, it had not been voted on in the Senate as of last night. One more Republican vote is needed for the bill to pass, since the 2 Republicans said they would support it and one Democrat who ran to the Bronx said he would not. And if you're listening to the background audio, it's the June 17th broadcast of Friday Night SmackDown. Sorry that you I'm watching it right now as we're taping Soto Salcedo and the SmackDown Journal as we're watching Friday Night SmackDown. We apologize for that. All right, tomorrow we get it in Saturday and Sunday with our first broadcast, the morning news for the East and the West listeners at 11 a.m. East and 2 p.m. East. I mean, yes, thank you for joining us. This is Weekend Edition Friday and the personification of domination.